And welcome to the ET691 Internship Podcast with your host, Irene Bao. When conducting your internship, it is easy to get bogged down in the day-to-day details and work involved in your internship. So the creation of your internship portfolio may be the last thing on your mind. In this episode, we are chatting about strategies for being met in your internship portfolio with suggestions on setting yourself up for success, creating a plan, and managing the workload in creating your internship portfolio. Today, I'm with Kaylee Braverman, a recent alumna from the Loyola EdTech program, talking about strategies for being met. Welcome, Kaylee.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good.
So before we dive in, Kaylee, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
My name is Kaylee Braverman. I have been teaching. This will be my fifth year. I am a fourth grade teacher at Vincent Farm Elementary in Baltimore County. And I started the EdTech program back in 2017. And like Irene said, just graduated or am waiting for graduation, very eagerly anticipated.
Awesome. And I just found Vincent Farm Elementary this summer. It's down by the Hammerman Beach.
Yes.
I like the beach, so I went there quite a bit. And I was like, oh, I know this school. I think people work there. Awesome. Well, let's get started with some strategies for being met with our first question. When you were creating your internship portfolio, what strategies did you use to ensure it met the criteria on the rubric?
So when I created my internship portfolio, I used multiple strategies, not just one, to ensure that it met the criteria on the rubric. By using more than one strategy, I definitely felt more comfortable and sure that my internship portfolio would actually be successful. So some basic strategies that I used was creating an outline prior to beginning the creation of my, I chose to do a website. But when I created this outline, it gave me, you know, kind of peace of mind that I had hit each major topic along the rubric just by putting in simple headings. And then beginning that outline process prior to completing my actual internship. So if you can get it, you know, started right in the beginning of your internship, that's great. But even, you know, picking up and starting to plug things into that outline in the middle or towards the end, that helps you to ensure that you're focusing on the right content during the implementation of your internship. And, you know, rather than waiting to the end and being crunched for time, you know, whether you're graduating in December or, you know, over the summer, sometimes you would need to then go back and tweak something from the internship. And when you're finished, you can't really do that.
Awesome. So about how much time did it take you just to start this initial outline of the internship?
Honestly, not long. The rubric is so well worded and so comprehensive that when you take a look at that rubric, it's already chunked into different pieces for you. So just take each of those pieces and plug it in as a new heading. And at the end, you might go back and do formatting things, you know, to make it look pretty and visually appealing, but at least then you have the outline for yourself. I would say maybe I sat down at my computer one day and created an outline. It didn't take more than a few hours.
Awesome. And so when you were creating this outline and then you continue developing the outline throughout your internship, like you said, not waiting till the very end to try to fill it out, but did it along the way. How often did you get back into that development piece?
So for my internship, we did a series of professional developments. So there was about three or four sessions that we would, my partner and I would complete. So basically after each session, I would go back to the portfolio outline that I created and I would plug in whatever I could. There are obviously some things that you can't do until the internship is completed, but things like the reflection piece, that was huge because I actually did realize towards the end of my internship, I was like, ooh, I got some feedback. And I realized I didn't really do as comprehensive of a reflection as I had intended to. And that was hard to have to go back and try to remember the things that I wanted to add in. So I would say one of the biggest pieces is to make sure that after each stage of your internship, you go back and really reflect, because that's what's going to help you in the long run the most.
Yes, for sure. The reflection piece is huge. And as assessors of the rubric, or not the rubric, of the portfolios, I can always tell, and the other instructors can always tell, if you reflected ongoing, or if you sat at the very end and said, oh, I forgot to do reflections, and just knocked them all out.
So you can be successful either way, but it's definitely going to give you a leg up and just make you feel more comfortable. Because when you're scrambled at the end, you get that sense of anxiety that, like, am I doing this right? You know.
So moving away from just the criteria on the rubric, what was the most helpful strategy in creating the internship portfolio, the whole thing?
Definitely the most helpful strategy was filling out my outline as I went with those reflections. So we kind of already touched on that, but if I came across something that I was missing, and I certainly did, I was not perfect throughout my internship. It's a learning process. Even though you're doing your culminating event, basically, of your whole entire, you know, Loyola career, you're still learning. So that never really stops. But if you do it during the completion of your internship, you're able to quickly adjust your internship plan of action to include whatever missing pieces you may have come across and get it done. Like I said, if I had waited until after my internship was completed to begin filling in my portfolio outline, there would have been major gaps that I was scrambling to close at the last minute, which would force me to just produce lower quality work. And nobody wants to feel that way when they're, you know, about to graduate with their master's degree. You know, you want to feel like a master.
For sure. And you kind of touched on this, on like carving out time after each major piece of your internship to work on your portfolio and put things in. Along with that, how did you just in like the week to week, you know, outside of just those major pieces of your internship, how did you manage the workload in creating this internship portfolio?
I would say that, you know, taking time, for me, it was easy for me to use a little bit of time carved out in my school schedule, you know, taking some time on my planning period to, you know, to note that, like, getting your master's is a part of your responsibility as a teacher. So it's okay to, you know, use some of your planning time at school to work a little bit on your grad school work too. You know, you don't have to wait until 8 or 9 o'clock at home when you're burnt out and exhausted. So taking even just 10 minutes out of my school day to check in on my portfolio, because especially since I was doing my internship at my school location, then I would be able to, you know, make a quick note, oh, I need to go talk to my stat teacher about, you know, something that would help with my internship, or need to go address something with my principal, and really just using those school-based resources as well, just kind of really helped. Also, making sure that I addressed things prior to my cohort met on Wednesdays, but prior to, you know, those Wednesday meetings, because my peers were one of my biggest supporters and help. So if I was able to carve out some time on Tuesday night to, you know, take a look at my internship portfolio, then on Wednesday, I could go into class and be like, hey, is anybody else coming across this problem? Or, you know, does anybody else have some strategies that are working for them? Because what I'm doing just isn't working.
Awesome. So I was going to ask, with in talking about your peers, and you're talking really about your cohort of students that you've been in the program the whole time, and most of our students are within that cohort structure. And we do have those regular meetings, our occasional meetings with the internship. You utilize them in just asking questions on like how they were able to get through things, or how they were implementing different pieces of their portfolio. Is that correct?
Definitely. And honestly, taking it even further than that, even before your internship portfolio is complete, have somebody look at it. You know, how do you think my outline is? And honestly, you know, some of my cohort friends, you know, they didn't even think to do certain things that I did. So I was helping them as well as them helping me by giving me feedback, or even just the confidence of like somebody looked at it and they thought it was good. So that gives me that confidence that I'm on the right track and I can keep going the way that I'm going.
I think that's a hard part with this course, the internship course, is because you're working, typically you don't work with someone else like you did in your school, you're working by yourself in your school on a very specific project, it's hard to not think of it as an isolated journey, but that you have these other people who are doing the same, similar things and going through the same journey as you that you can utilize.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things too, though, was we would do this, you know, kind of back and forth, you know, I'd check somebody's portfolio, they'd check mine. Although you want to take suggestions from people and, you know, your first instinct is to compare, you want to try not to totally compare your internship to theirs, because some people, obviously we all know people learn at different styles and your brain works in a different way. So your outline might not look like someone else's outline, but that doesn't mean that you're both not meeting the criteria of the rubric. So really trying to keep that in mind. If someone makes a suggestion that doesn't really make sense to you, don't implement it. You know, you need to make sure that it makes sense to you. And you also need to make sure that you don't look at someone else's and say, oh my gosh, I'm doing it completely wrong. Because you're probably not.
For sure. Yes. They come in very, various styles and, depending on what you're doing as well as how you like to present information. And you touched on the peer review process, and that's a really important piece, is like in reviewing, not only having yours reviewed, but also reviewing others, not only to give you ideas, but also to get opinions and editorial pieces for your, portfolio. Cause a lot of times I see submissions that it's clear no one else has looked at it. Mm-hmm. There's typos, links aren't working, and just things that, I mean, stop me and my ability to grade that could have easily been fixed.
You don't want to get yourself into the situation where you've submitted your portfolio and then you go back and look at it maybe 2 weeks later because you're just like, oh, I'm proud of this, I want to look at it. And then you realize, oh my gosh, that was a silly mistake. So definitely the peer review process is super important there. And it doesn't even have to be just your cohort peers. You know, like I had my principal take a look at it because he's totally removed from the program. You know, he doesn't know anything about the program, but he knows education. I also had like my dad review it because, you know, he could look for basic things rather than looking for the, you know, theories of change and things like that. He's looking for, can I spell everything right? Do my links work? So different people have different, you know, they have their sights set on different things when they're reviewing your portfolio.
For sure. And that's some great suggestions. So going in, moving into these suggestions, do you have any other suggestions for the interns on creating their internship portfolio?
Honestly, I would say when you're creating your internship portfolio, it's so important to use a format that's most comfortable for you. We've learned so many different effective tech tools in this program that almost it could feel overwhelming by the amount of options you have. But take what you've learned and apply it because you've got all the tools at your fingertips. But don't just look at the examples that other people have created that are provided for you, although they're very helpful. Don't just look and say, okay, everyone did a Google site, so I have to do a Google site. You can present this in whatever way you want. I did a Weebly website and it worked out great for me because that was something I was comfortable with. And like we talked about, don't be afraid to ask for help, not only from your professors, but also from your peers. We talked a lot about asking for feedback from your peers, but sometimes we think that our instructors might be too busy or, you know, that since they're the ones that are going to be looking at our portfolio in the end, that maybe they don't want to give us feedback prior to that. But that's absolutely not the case. All of our instructors are there because they want us to graduate and they want to see us succeed. So receiving that feedback from countless sources prior to submission helps you to feel like your portfolio is complete and you'll be so glad that you did. You're going to work so hard on this portfolio because it is that like culmination of all the hard work you've done. So getting a fresh pair of eyes or many will definitely be your best resource.
Excellent. And I really like how you talked about choosing a format that's right for you. Mm-hmm. That's definitely one of the first questions I get from many interns is what platform do I prefer as the instructor? And really and truly, the amount of time that I'm going to spend in your portfolio is much less than what you will spend. So if you think that I would prefer a Wix site, but you're not comfortable working in Wix, don't choose a Wix site. Choose something that's best for you, like you said, with the Google sites. And also, I would suggest for me, look at the time. So like for you, you use time during your school day to get into your portfolio. If you're using a platform that you can't access at school, but you're planning on using school time, or you have kids or busy life at home, or you're not able to work as easily at home, so you might be staying after school, use this platform you can access.
That's such a great point, because sometimes you don't even realize that you can't access something at school until you've already created your whole outline, and then you feel almost stuck. So definitely take a look at that prior to it. And you're whoever is your reviewers for your portfolio, they'll be able to tell that you were comfortable with it, you know, and or they'll be able to tell that you weren't comfortable with it. And you don't want to waste precious time on that you could be using for content on, you know, how do I get my title to look the way that I want my title to look? You know, that's formatting, you know, you want something that's easy for you to format so that you can spend that time on the content of your portfolio, because that's what really matters.
That's some great advice. Well, Kaylee, thank you so much for joining me today to chat about strategies for being met. Do you have any other suggestions or words of encouragement for the current interns?
Thank you so much for having me. But I would just say, you know, enjoy this time, although it seems so time consuming, and, you know, you get frustrated with things and stuff. This is probably for many of us, you know, that place where you feel you've finally achieved what you wanted to achieve in your career, you know, getting your master's degree. So you guys really, you've earned it. So definitely congratulate yourself, pat yourself on the back, and don't get too frustrated or caught up if you feel like you're having any struggles. And always feel free to reach out to previous people in the program. We definitely would love to help and kind of share our knowledge like we have today.
Well, thank you, Kaylee. Those are great suggestions for our interns.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today to chat about strategies for being met. On the next episode, we will continue our journey into the internship portfolio with common mistakes. Have a great week of teaching and learning, and thanks for listening.